But right now,
we got some classic audio. You guys remember when it was kind of new technology at the time when the voice-friendly AI customer service came about. And this was a voice that almost sounded human because they were real conversational and whatnot. But it was clearly a computer. Well, you guys called it one time. I don't know why I wasn't on the show at this particular time, but as I listen to this classic audio, it's just y'all's voices that I hear. And Craig, you were looking for some American Airlines customer service
okay.
at the time. And Cumulus, our parent company, had just instituted a new Cumulus Directory Assistance feature for all of its employees. And so you called looking for a number. So enjoy this frustrating experience and this reference to Idiocracy in the middle of it, Easter egged within it.
Let's try Cumulus Directory Assistance again. So here we go. Certainly they can give me a number as easy as American Airlines,
what
right?
What do you think?
Welcome to Cumulus Directory Assistance, now using friendly voice technology. I can help you if you just give me a little information. Are you calling from the phone you're using? You can say yes or no.
I don't. Yes.
I'm sorry I didn't get that. Could you repeat your answer?
Yes.
I didn't get that. Do you want me to report your phone is not working, or is there something else I can help you with? You can say, help me with something else, or report a phone outage.
Help me with something else.
I didn't get that. Could you repeat it?
Help me with something else.
Okay, I think I got that. What else can I help you with? You can say, place an order, report an outage, complain about the hard line, or you can say, help with the listing.
How about complain about the hard line?
I'm sorry, that mailbox is full. Is there something else I can help you with? You can say, listing or jelly donuts.
I don't understand. Listing.
Okay, I think I got that. What listing would you like?
American Airlines.
That sounds like a pretty good listing. I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Could you repeat your desired listing?
American Airlines.
Okay. You said Fair Plan Bylines. Is that correct?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. How are you doing today?
Terribly.
Well, that's good. I find no listing in Dallas for Fair Plan Bylines. I have a Jake's Hamburgers on Northwest Highway. Is this a helpful listing?
No, not at all.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Could you repeat that answer?
No.
I'm sorry to hear that. Using as few words as possible, can you describe the problem that you're having?
I want to call American Airlines, you idiot.
Okay, I think I understand. I have 46 listings for American Airlines. Do you want reservations, gate information, upgrades?
Upgrades.
I have 23 listings for upgrades. Would you like one of these listings, or would you rather wait on the line while we perform system maintenance?
I would like one of the numbers.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Please hold the line until we perform scheduled maintenance.
I don't have time to
hold.
The number in Dallas for I don't say rhymes. 214-754-2323. Is that the right number?
Forget it.
I think I got that. Before I forget it, I need a little bit more information. How are you doing today?
You've already asked me that. Please give me the number for American Airlines upgrades.
Would you like to speak with a customer service representative?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. Is there something else I can help you with?
Die.
Okay, you can now hang up, or simply say hang up, and I'll disconnect for you at no extra charge.
Wow, no extra charge, that's a change. All right, never again.
What a beating.
Never
there
again.
There you go, some classic audio. Yay!
An upgrade reference.
Yes.
It is upgrade. So spot on.
Yeah. Why not? You try to say it really clearly. They have a business that's not even close.
Just the slight disappointment. And they didn't get that.
Scheduled maintenance.
All right, funny. 8:47 on the ticket.